Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crypt is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your crit keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. I'm the Crypt Keeper, and I am joined at the table today by my lovely, lovely, lovely friends, John.
Hello.
Mikey.
Howdy.
And Derek.
Hello.
I am very excited. This is the first time the three of you have played a game together on this podcast.
It's the truth. Yeah, Mikey and I have played, but I have not played with Derek, and I have not seen Derek in a long time, so it's lovely to do both.
I know. Derek, in fact, the only time you would have had the chance, you sent your wife to play the game.
Yes.
I met your lovely wife when we played the...
Wisconsin.
Boston or Philadelphia that week.
The life of a traveling man.
What was that one? Murder on the Grill?
No.
Barbecue. Murder on the
grill. Grilling up murder.
Yeah, barbecue. Murdering everybody.
Oh, I was Ivan Sputnik.
She had a wonderful time.
She is going to be invited back.
That was a lot of fun.
As well through the season. And we're going to do another one of those this year.
That was good.
Super fun.
Lovely.
But we're not doing that tonight. It is night. We're recording at night. When we first started doing this podcast, we always recorded at night. And I always said, we're playing tonight. And now that most of the time we'd play during the day. But because two of you guys work in kitchens and are chefs and shit, it's really hard to do anything with the both of you.
Yes.
So we are recording at
night. It's hard to do anything with anybody.
Yeah.
It's a very unforgiving hours
I know. Business. You fucking martyrs. Oh, yeah. God.
No.
Tonight, we are going to play The Last of Us, Escape the Dark. Created by Themeborn Games, it's based on the Last of Us games by Naughty Dog, and was made into a show on HBO. Season 2 just came out on April 13th, so hope you guys are watching that. If you're not, hopefully this inspires you to do so, or go play the games, and have a great fucking time, but we're going to get into it. This is a board game, so it's a narrative board game that we're going to have fun tromping around, so it's a little different than our usual games. We haven't done one of these in quite some time. So bear with us as we muddle through some rules and probably die. Watching the rules, which we watched on YouTube, probably going to die.
Yeah, it seems there's a lot of adversary against us as the world of The Last of Us is. It's brutal, and I'm excited to get into it because The Last of Us for me is definitely one of my top five favorite games of all time. So,
see, I've only watched the show. I've never played the game.
Mm. Oh, I highly recommend it to everybody. It's not for everybody, but if you're into survival horror games or even just compelling storytelling, it's so...
Yeah. So for me, like, even I did play the games. Even if you don't want to play the games themselves, they're so fucking good. I would go on YouTube and watch someone else play. I know that sounds weird to some people, but like just watching someone stream through and play them, it's such an enjoyable story. It's such a well fucking made game.
Yeah.
Both of them. That you're going to have a great time. It's like watching a fucking movie.
It 100% is, and it's one of those few like games that you actually want to, you know, you can get addicted to video games, you get addicted to the grind, you get addicted to like, oh, I got to get online to get this new skin, it's coming out, blah, 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 blah. But this, like, you get excited to go home and play because you're like, I want to see what happens in the story. Like, yeah. I really need to see what happens. This is crazy. And it just starts and ends and just in a flurry of amazingness.
It's fucking fantastic. If you wonder why half of our voices sound weird, I think it's because we've been sick. At least I have. Or
I was just shouting like crazy the other night.
Oh, nice. But before we start playing The Last of Us Escape the Dark, we are going to answer a question from our pod deck interview deck. This one comes from the WTF deck. And our question for tonight is, what is the sexiest name and least sexy name? I'm going to go guys' names, though.
You're going to? Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm going to put some guardrails on it. Most sexy and least sexy guy's name.
Okay, so, okay, this is to all of us.
To all of us.
Hmm.
Oof, that's a tough one. I mean, John's the obvious answer for the first part.
Okay, I mean, I can see why you'd say
one.
See, I was going to go with Michael.
I believe for me that I'm going to go something with a flair, like maybe Eduardo. Eduardo.
Eduardo.
I had kind of along the same train of thought of crap, you just made me lose it.
The same
son of a
Don Juan.
Yeah, it was
that same sort of Latin flair.
That Latin Mediterranean.
Actually, Dirk Diggler is that's the sexiest name you could possibly have. I'm going with that. Dirk Diggler.
Okay. I was gonna go with Liam. It's just like a classic. I don't think too many dudes' names are sexy.
Gotcha.
But like
you could have said Leslie.
Leslie is, to me, is more of a female's name.
Oh, but it's a very strong masculine name as well.
Okay. I didn't think of that, so I didn't say that.
So which is Miriam. Miriam Wayne.
John Wayne.
Can't say as I ever heard of the guy.
You sure have, partner.
Partner. Still thinking? Is it Don Juan?
Yeah, I'm having trouble with it. I can think of a very unsexy name.
There we go. Kick it off.
Melvin.
Melvin's an awful name, yeah.
But now you just lost all the Melvin fans.
Guess what? We didn't have any.
Oh.
I've checked the name of every listener ever, and there wasn't one name.
We don't want them.
Yeah. Sorry, Melv. Ain't your podcast.
Oh, you got to be careful with the one that's like the worst one, though, because, yeah, you're going to turn some people off,
probably. Listen, just because your name isn't sexy doesn't mean you're not a sexy person.
Yeah, it's true. No, that's true.
People can overcome the names. True. A boy named Sue, he overcame his name.
That's probably like that's an unsexy name. It's just like a guy named Tracy. I'm like, man, you had to fight a lot coming up.
What about Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, I'm sure he got fucked with pretty hard. Why do you think he's a really hilarious comic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably
true.
Yeah. Girl's comedy name, you better be funny or strong.
Yeah.
Mm. Guys with girls' names, like, they got to fuck shit up.
I don't know. What name did you say was sexy?
Dirk Diggler.
No, before that.
Eduardo.
See, I think Bartholomew is a terrible name.
All right. I think for me, like, one that just comes to mind is just Clint.
Clint is a bad name.
That just doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
You know, it's too close to other things. You can change it real easily. All of a sudden, it's Clunt. Also, who looks at a baby and is like, that's Clint?
Look at that baby there. Let's name him Clunt.
Yeah. Edgar. Yeah, like, why would you name a baby Edgar? Yeah.
For it, there are, like,
besides Eddie, I get. Edward. Yeah, we're back to Eduardo.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Edgar.
There's some that, like, it's got to be passed down throughout your family.
Yeah.
Right? That's why you keep it. Of course. But, like, think of a kid. Why does he need to be named that anymore? That name should die.
Oh, so here's one thing. I'm not going to say the actual name of the person, but I know someone who is the eighth. Oh. And his son is the ninth.
No.
So, here's my theory on that. Everybody, one and two are okay. Junior, senior, you're fine. Third, fourth, fifth, no.
That's just lazy.
After
just lazy writing.
After that, you have to.
I mean, like, how do you kind of
you have to.
In my family, we have a junior, a third, and a fourth.
Yeah. So,
and they get progressively worse.
How bad do you think the second kid or son feels? Like, he doesn't get to be the ninth. He's just that's John.
Junior.
He's
one child.
Thelonious, masochosius, the ninth.
Yeah. And
that's plop.
Try growing up being called four.
Quattro.
Thor,
four. Four. Just number four.
Hey, four, come here.
Oh, yeah. Four.
The number. Yeah, not Thor. Not Thor, the god of thunder. Thor, yeah. The fucking number.
Thor, the god of fours.
Quad.
Yeah, their middle name would totally be Quattro. Skinned.
No, it's just really going to make sense when the kid blows his thumb off with a firecracker or something. It's like, ah, there it is.
Ah, shit. Well, this might have been the question that we've talked about the longest on this.
And still have not really answered.
No.
But, you know.
We can just move on. I feel like we've nailed it. We've talked about everybody's names, and there's no one listening anymore.
It's
we named
true. It's yeah, pretty much just The Last of Us here.
We've cut out full demographics. Yeah,
The Last of Us.
Just wait till I turn the lights off.
Cut to commercial. Escape. And now a word from our sponsors.
Have you ever heard of our sister podcast, Paramnesia Theater? Okay, let's get the fuck going. So we went through, we already set up the board, so we're going to skip the first 18 steps.
Okay.
Which is sweet. And then we're going to try to just jump right into it. But let's go around and talk about our characters quick. Let's talk about some of our attributes there, some of the things that we've got in our inventories, and who it is with that we're playing. I'll go first.
Yeah.
I'm playing Ellie. I've got a 2 for might, a 4 for cunning, and a 3 for wisdom. That's out of 100. Just kidding. That's out of 6. I carry a plank. I got some big wood on me,
mm-hmm.
and a 9mm pistol. All right, John.
So yeah, I'm rolling with my boy Joel here. He's got a 4 for might, a 2 for cunning, and a 3 for wisdom. He is the main character in The Last of Us 1, or some say Ellie, but you know, we'll see. We'll see what's happening. Rocking a revolver here. And, yeah, I'm excited to start bashing in some cordyceps.
All right. Mikey.
I'll be Bill. I have a might of 4, 3 in cunning, 2 in wisdom. I have a plank, big plank energy over here, too.
Ew.
And a revolver.
I am playing Tommy. I have a might of 3, a cunning of 2, and a wisdom of 4, and I am rocking a 9mm.
Very cool. All right, we're going to just try to fucking play this game. Yep. So step one, Mikey and John, flip over those 2 Fedra QZs for us. We're in this kind of prelude round right now.
We'd love to. Do we read them?
Yeah. What's going on the West Path?
So that would be this one that I'm holding. It is interrogate a Fedra guard. The 2 parts of this are the first one is gain intel at any 2 different locations, and then it's draw 4 items. And then it's each survivor taking this route loses 3 HP.
Shit, okay. And Mikey, what do you got on the east side?
On the east side, we have to use the smuggler network. Gain intel at suburbs, gain intel at downtown. Draw 3 items. Each survivor taking this route loses 1 HP.
Ah, shit.
So this is interesting because if we go the east route, we're splitting. We have to split. But we lose less life. But if we go this way, we can kind of all stay together, but we lose more life.
Wait, why do we have to split up when we go to the east?
Because it goes to suburbs and downtown. We don't actually have to split, but I don't know if you can travel backwards. I think you have to like go around. But if you split, you can hit both of those and achieve that. From my understanding, I don't know.
No. So what happens is what we're gonna do. One, whoever wants to go to the west. It's going to go to the west. Whoever's going to go to the east is going to go to the east.
Okay.
Or if everybody goes to one and not the other, the cards just disappear after this round. They play no more significance after this.
Okay. So, but you have to go in that direction in order for that card to take an effect, right?
Yes. Okay. So, like, if 2 of us want to go to the east, 2 of us want to go to the west.
Right.
We'd each take advantage of those cards, and then we'd ship off.
Okay.
To downtown or
okay
the suburbs.
Is there, like, with this game, we're just all trying to collectively survive, right?
Yeah.
There's no, like, winner?
We're all the winner, or we're all okay. the losers.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, okay. So everybody survives, or right. if one person dies...
We all die.
We all just end it right there. We can't go on
yeah.
without little Ellie, who's gonna die first.
No, that's not true. Not... I will protect her.
That's all right. I don't need no protecting.
Ellie.
So, yeah, who wants to go east? Who wants to go west?
I guess I'll leave this up to Ellie. I'll follow Ellie.
All right. I know that the West is the fucking tougher path, but it does sound like we get a lot more.
4 items?
4 items is quite a lot. I'm going west.
Yeah, I'll go with... I'm west.
I'll go west as well.
Mikey?
Oh.
Or unless Mike, Bill, unless you want to go east, if you need somebody, want somebody to go with you, I'll go with you. But as Riley knows how I like to play games, I like the items.
Yes.
Yeah, let's the two of us go east there, Tommy.
All right. So,
splitting the party.
Let's go, Joel. Woo. Let's go west. Go west, young boy.
All right, Ellie. Do we move that way?
Hold on. Do the things on the cards first.
Gain intel at two different locations.
All right.
So we'd have to go to downtown or Lakeside or the right?
So when you gain intel, you're just flipping over a stashed item card at a location. So we can pick two locations. Where do you guys get intel from?
The guard.
We can gain it from the suburbs and downtown.
Oh, sick. Then let's do like Lakeside and the sewer or Lakeside and the university.
Oh, I see. You don't actually have to go to those locations.
No. Just flipping over cards so that you can see what's there. Which one do you want to?
I'll do what's. So we're doing Lakeside and university because they're going to do so.
Yeah, because they're going to do those two.
Yeah, the guard spells one locations.
I flipped over an event card on ours.
What's it say?
Derek, do you mind?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, Tommy.
I think it's the
Tommy
top one.
Unrevealed, danger avoided. Discard this card. When drawn, tracked by hunters, lose a day. Add a boss token. Discard this card.
It'd be the top one.
Oh, the top one.
Just the white part. Yeah.
Unrevealed, danger avoided. Discard this card.
Okay. So just discard it somewhere.
That
sounds good to me.
Don't put it there.
Now what do we do? Draw four items?
Oh, so we draw four item cards each of us or just...
Nope, as a group, and then we're going to pass them out
before we split.
Gotcha.
All right, so we got some ammo, a bottle, and mad sugar, like two sugars. Now, these are ours, man. You guys are going to get your own item cards.
Yeah.
All right.
I wouldn't mind some ammo. My thing only has one shot. I'll throw that out there, if you don't mind.
Here you go. Here's a sugar, too.
A sugar?
I'll keep a bottle.
That's sweet.
And some sugar.
Okay, cool. So yeah.
Anton sugar.
We can make some items you guys eventually.
Also. No. We don't get that. Leave that.
No, that stays.
Anytime you take the action, it says to discover intel at a location, you're just going to flip over the top starting stashed item card. Okay, so now you guys go ahead and take your east actions.
And you guys lose 3 health.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, we do.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Thanks for that, buddy.
Thanks. Swell. Feeling great already. A mushroom already bit my ass.
Wait.
It'd be 11, 14 minus
3. Yeah, I see the way it's going now. I was like, wait a minute. There's no 11 on here, but I see that it's going.
So I should not feed Bill these mushrooms?
Oh, give him the mushrooms.
Mushrooms are the enemy. So we're going downtown.
No.
You're just flipping that one.
No.
Yeah. Flipping it.
Yeah.
Are we going east?
Hold on. You're going to flip until on downtown. He's right.
Sorry.
And the sewers.
Ooh.
I hear there's a shotgun downtown.
Ooh.
I also hear there's switchblades in the suburbs.
Huh. All right.
And then we get 3 items.
All right.
And we each lose 1 HP.
And then you guys... and distribute those items amongst the two y'all however you see fit.
What do we find?
We got 2 bricks and a bottle.
What's in the bottle?
Nothing. They're all throwables.
Okay. That's pretty good, though.
Yep. Instead of rolling, discard to pass a sneak check.
Nice.
Combat round, discard to throw. No effect or 1 damage.
Oh, you have one of those, too.
I do have a bottle, too, yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool.
All right. So now what we're going to do... Joel, move yours and my token.
Right over to downtown.
Yep, right over to downtown. Okay. You can go ahead and flip that camp card.
Oops, I'll be a little lighter here.
Yeah, sorry. Just a little less noise.
Sorry, I get heavy flipping. So do I read these off now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. First, we have ammo stash. 1 use to fully reload a ranged weapon up to 2 survivors. And then we also have medical supplies, 1 use. Restore 2 HP, 1 survivor only.
Okay.
Now, do we do 2 of these, or
you don't have to do any of those at all? So that's just the camp that's here.
Okay.
If somebody chooses to use those along the way, whichever one you use does get covered up.
Mm-hmm.
So if both are covered up, then that's all they get used for the game. So you can't use them more than multiple times.
Okay.
So that's an action you can take while you're just kind of hanging around. but I think we should take the explore action.
So instead of doing either one of these actions, we can always do this afterwards, correct?
No, we could do it on our next turn, maybe?
That's what I mean. Like, after we do this encounter or whatever it may be.
Correct.
The next turn we can take a campfire action and regain some of our...
Yep, gotcha. Absolutely.
Okay. So yeah, do we flip that card over then?
Yeah. Let's flip over the first downtown card.
All right. And we have...
You'll go first.
I'll read it.
Okay.
Okay.
Just saying. You'll go first.
I'll go first.
You're Joel.
I'm Joel. You are confronted by Fedra agents demanding that you raise your hands and prepare to be searched. As you try to reason with them, one of them suddenly draws their firearm. Choose one option. Submit to the search. And to do that, we have to discard a total of 2 item, weapon, ammo cards, and the guards will let you pass. Discard a threat token. You refuse. You must roll a hit die, losing 2 HP for each hit rolled. Then begin combat. There's no listen. There's no sneak. And, it looks like they're coming with a 2 attack, ranged, 1 attack melee. And if you defeat this enemy, discard a threat token, then search.
Bro, I think it'd be straight up easier to get rid of our sugar, each of us. They only want 2 sugar. And, like, right now, I need explosives to make a smoke bomb, too. I don't know how easy those are going to be to come across.
That's true.
I don't really want to fight these dudes.
Not right now. I'm right there with you.
All right. Let's discard some sugar.
Ellie, give them their sugar.
Here you go.
Have some sugar.
So then we get past that?
So if you defeat this enemy, discard a threat token in the search. We did not defeat them, technically?
No, go back up to where it said... Submit the search.
Discard a threat token. The guards will let you pass. Discard a threat token. So we get rid of one of these.
Yeah, get rid of that middle one there.
The middle one, so we can right travel left. Around.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what do we do with this?
Anywhere.
Just discard it.
It's right from left.
Oh shit! It is right from left.
So we have to get rid of this one first.
No, you're good. It makes way more sense than just picking the one that's blocking. You get the fuck out of the way, and then that card goes away, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so let's just discard. A little bit of discard in my life. All right, and that was yours and mine's turn.
Yeah, so we flip our...
Let's flip them.
We flip them over to the dark side.
All right, boys.
All right, move our tokens.
Where do we want to go there, Tommy?
We're going east. That square next to that, is that the camps from where we like, leave stuff?
So that's where you're going to put like hit dice and shit.
Yeah, the encounter dice.
Oh, okay, got it. It
says junkyard, 1 use, draw 2 items... 1 survivor only.
If you want to take that action, you wouldn't do that until somebody uses that.
I kind of want you want to do the same thing and explore.
Flip that suburbs card.
That's where the action is. Can you do both? Could we?
One or the other, I think.
Yeah, one of you would have to take the camp action, and then the other would go explore alone.
Okay, then let's go explore together. That's fine.
Oh snap. Slipping through a gap in the chain-link fence, you emerge into an expansive yard where hunters have established a command post. The lookout spots you. Begin combat.
Oh, right into it, dudes.
Yeah, let's not do that with any. All right.
We can listen and sneak.
Yeah, we're gonna take our time and go into this slowly so we don't die.
You got a brick? You got a bottle? Do you have your bill die?
Bill die
the bomb
the
guy.
Zombie the rolling guy.
To listen, you're trying to roll wisdom. So when you roll your die, you have to have rolled a wisdom or a crit.
I rolled a wisdom.
I rolled a wisdom. I have a wisdom of 2. Well, listen and sneak. I don't know what it was, but you have to first. We have to listen and then we have to sneak.
Yes.
So set out the chapter die. When we do set out the chapter die, anyways.
Yeah.
You each can change up to 3 chapter dice.
Okay, so you're a group, so it's going to be an exclamation point.
Times 2.
So, yeah. Right.
It's not even on here.
The exclamation point just means roll 1.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. That's okay, that could be either.
And then you have a fist.
Folks, this game has a ton of dice. If you like just gigantic fistfuls of fucking...
And a question
nonsensical
mark.
Dice. Bias. Yeah. This
I don't,
is the one.
I don't know what the question mark is.
The question mark
question marks is roll it. Random.
So just roll it.
Okay. What else?
That's all at times 2?
Times 2, yeah. So you do anything in the parentheses times 2.
First, you're going to roll three die because the first exclamation point stands for the number of threat tokens that are at the top of that. So you're going to roll three die independently. Okay, so add those to your to the tracker. Then you're going to add two fists because there are two of you.
Just the fists.
Just the fists.
Then two random rolls, question marks, times two.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
Now we have it.
Because you both successfully listened, even though in the future you're going to take it one person and then the next person, you can change up to three chapter die to something that you want instead of what it is.
And I'm guessing you'd want it in your favor.
I have a high...
Best,
yes.
Best at? Okay.
I have a high wisdom. You have a high might. I also have a high might, so...
Yeah.
You want to change any of the cunnings to...
Yeah, we'll change the cunning to might.
And I think...
Butterfingers?
Brand new, got that new dice feel to them.
New fingers.
I have a higher, I have a higher might than you have wisdom. So if you want to change any of the, why don't you change that cunning wisdom to something like might?
Bro just called you stupid and weak at the same time.
Dumbass.
I'm very strong.
All right, Lenny.
I think it's stupid and clumsy.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Then you guys can take the sneak action too. However, it's got to be one person at a time.
Okay.
And then this one, you're trying to roll cunning.
I'll try.
One at a time.
I'll go first.
Uno maso.
I roll a wisdom.
Okay. Well, you failed. That. So failed you've that, been yeah. detected and you have you, given away your position. You all survivors that attempted a sneak check in the sneak round, including those who succeeded, immediately take damage equal to the enemy's highest attack value.
Oh, nice.
She hit.
That's a two.
It's a two.
However, I don't think it counts for Bill. Bill didn't take the sneak action.
Oh, anyone who has taken the sneak action this round.
Yep.
Oh,
that okay. was just so Tommy revealed himself.
You could have also used a bottle or a brick, by the way.
Can I do that after the fact? It says instead of rolling.
No, we're not going to let you do that.
Okay, I didn't think so, or I would have done that. I took a chance, whatever. Hey. I got detected. I took my damage. I think it's time to fight.
All right. Bill, Tommy, how are you guys fighting? Ranged? Melee?
Well, he can still sneak, right? If he throws the thing?
Sneak is immediately over.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah,
no option. As soon as someone fails,
that's not a round by round. I'm deferring to you, Bill. They caught me and hit me.
I'm going to throw a brick at him.
Can you use it as a weapon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So you're going to roll a white hit die.
Suck brick, kid.
I'll give you a bag of them. Do you guys need...
Yeah, probably.
When the time comes. When the time comes.
We're going to avoid all combat.
Yeah, actually. We're sneaky.
Is that a hit?
Yeah.
It's a hit.
How much damage you do?
One block.
Okay, take away one block of their chapter dice. Yep.
Yep.
And discard your brick.
Brick's gone.
Brick is brack. The end doesn't look so far away now.
So what is my damage if I just punch one of these things?
So your damage is one dice worth. You don't need a weapon. You can just roll your survivor's die. That's your character dice there. And if the result matches any of the enemy's chapter dice, the survivor has a hit. So you can remove the chapter dice.
Cool. Then I'm going to just kind of punch, I guess. One melee. It's a wisdom, so you can knock that first one right off.
Also, some of the sides of your dice have shields on them. Mm-hmm. If you roll one of those, make sure you hold it because you won't get... clobbered.
It works as a defense.
Yes. All right, so you guys take damage because you got fucking owned. What's the bottom number there on that?
Do I take
just one?
Just one?
One damage to each of you. You too.
You Mickey too. Mike. We're going to die, Bill.
You guys got this. They only have five more dice left.
Yeah, I'm gonna clobber. It's clobbering time.
All right.
Crit.
Okay, on a crit, you can remove any one chapter die. Of your choice, regardless of what it's showing. So you can just remove any single one you want. And you're shielded for the next turn, so you won't take damage.
Nice.
Derek? I mean, Tommy?
Tommy.
What's Tommy doing?
Tommy's going to hit another one.
Okay.
I got a crit with a shield.
All right, so you can remove any one dice that you want, too. Which are all pretty much the fucking same at this point.
Yeah, yep.
It's just nice keeping that option up to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Now, each of you take no melee damage because you both got shields under crits, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Fucking start over.
Sweet. Go for it.
Hit him again. Except this time I'm going to crack one with a plank. Whenever you hit an enemy, you may discard one durability cube to...
So it's a melee attack, so you're going to roll your character die just like you would if you were punching somebody, like Derek has been.
That's another crit.
Okay. If you spend one of your durability cubes on the plank, which it has two of, you can do twice as much damage.
So you get to remove two, and then it would be just Derek, and then you could...
Yeah, I'm going to smash this plank against somebody and remove two.
Yep, good.
Nice.
Nice.
All right.
Hey, you guys are surviving combat so far.
Our first one.
And look at you.
No.
Why you gotta say stuff like that?
Just trying to be helpful.
Oh, he didn't even hit the dice tray. He hit it, missed it a second time.
It was wisdom.
You're good.
You're good.
I totally that missed was... the dice tray. Both of those.
So you guys have defeated the whoever. Sewer people? Who the fuck was attacking you?
Hunters.
Hunters.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Hunter outpost.
If you defeat this enemy, discard a threat token, then search.
What are we searching?
The stashed items, I think. Right?
Or I mean, we already know that Shiv is there.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
When you search, you get... this gives the players as a group the chance to immediately take a total of 2 bonus actions. Or 4 if you choose to lose a day and add a boss token to the tracker. You may take the same bonus action multiple times if you wish, but you must resolve each action in full before taking the next. You can gain intel, which is to flip over a... stashed item card, which you can just line up multiples of those. You can raid the stash, which is take any one face-up card from a stashed item deck at the location you just explored and put it into the inventory of any survivor at the location. You can draw blind, which means to take a not uncovered stashed item card. Sometimes there are negatives on there, like it's a trap or some shit. But on some of our character cards, that might be like something that we try to accomplish. Or scavenge, draw one card from the item deck. So you can do 2 of those, or if you want to lose a day and put a boss token on the boss card, you can do 4 of those things.
It's 2 as a group?
2 as a group.
I'm okay with a blind draw. And not adding anything to the boss tokens.
You're both going to draw blind?
Draw blind.
All right. Each of you take... Well, I guess, Derek, you take the card that's under that Shiv card first.
I got a plank.
Wait, hold on. Sorry to go back, but did I flip a chapter card technically? Because is that what happened?
Yes, you did.
So that would be removed then?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you got one character trait gone.
That would be the same for me?
Yes, if you were the one that flipped that card over.
Mike took the lead on.
Yep, so I'm going to draw blind, and I took the lead.
Oh.
All right, and what did you get, Mikey? Or I mean Bill?
Bill got a pipe.
Like a crack pipe?
Like a lead pipe.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen until the next time you make an action because it's like contingent on the other. I think, isn't that how that goes? Downward? Or so like the first thing it says is to...
Draw blind?
Draw blind.
Oh, so yeah, you need... You
one can only and take, the other yeah, and the other.
Yep.
Okay.
You did those in the other order. So, okay. Thank
but
you.
I got a pipe, a melee weapon with a 4 durability. Do I just swap it out for my plank?
If you want, you can trade, I think, is one of the bonus actions you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could trade.
But it's only people at that location.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. You can only have one in it.
You only have one.
Yeah. That's why you would trade it or.
So you got to discard one or the other.
Sorry. Your plank was half plunked.
Broken anyway. So. Yeah. Add your durability cubes.
All right. Fuck. We finally figured out how to get through a round.
All right.
That wasn't hard. No, all right. No. So then the day goes by. Day 2, we wake up fresh and fucking ready.
All right, flip us over.
All right, ready to fucking rock and roll. John and I haven't talked in a while.
It's true. So here we are.
Now we're gonna.
What do we want to do? Do we want to get some ammo before we flip over our next encounter card, or do we want to just go right into it?
I mean, my gun's filled.
I only have one shot, but I do have another ammo refill. I think it says... I guess it doesn't fill it all the way. I guess it only just fills it up one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if those two can make it through combat, I feel confident in ours. Plus, you know, we just flipped a combat card, so maybe we won't run into one.
All right.
I'm just saying I'm gonna explore today.
Okay, I'll explore with you.
You don't have to.
Joel's following Ellie, so you'll take the lead on this one?
Yeah. You know, okay. It's a new day. It's bright and early.
I'll let you read this one then.
All right. Cool, look at that. It's got nothing but like a horrifying picture in it. And beneath the soft hiss of incessant rain, you hear shuffling, moaning sounds in the gloom of the ruins ahead. Runners, gotta take them out. Begin combat.
All right, we gotta do it.
All right, so we need to roll two die.
All right, so I'll just grab two of these bad boys here. So we have one cunning and one cunning slash might.
Okay, and then you're going to put two might dice in there.
Might is right.
And then you're going to roll two more.
One might and one might and cunning.
All right, cool. And then there is a listen round and a sneak round.
Great. I believe we should go through both.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. Fucking okay. First dice roll of the game.
Let's go, buddy. Ooh.
Yeah, no, I didn't get it.
But you're defended, though, right?
But I'm defended, yeah, so...
They automatically hear you then, right? Oh, no, that's just listen, right?
This is listen round.
Okay. So I can still have the opportunity to do it, or...
Yes, you would get your own listen round. You can continue to do it.
Okay.
I didn't have...
So, remind me, what am I trying to roll on this?
You're trying to roll a wisdom.
A wisdom, okay. I did not, but I did get a shield.
Okay.
So I will remember that.
We do get a sneak round. Do you want to move into the sneak round?
I think that would be wise to try and do. You have a sneak apparatus. I do. I've so got you a can bottle. At least try to get through it, and then even if I don't, we've still achieved maybe something.
Yeah, I'm gonna discard that to use to make it through my sneak.
Great.
Check. So I'm not gonna do that. So
okay, so you succeeded in a sneak check, so what does that mean?
That means I'm already snucked.
Oh, so you now can make a sneak attack.
Yeah, so I'm either going to make a sneak attack or we're going to make a sneak attack if you
okay.
roll good on a sneak round. If you don't want to do that, I'll take my sneak attack round.
And sneak, I'm trying to roll cunning, I guess, right? Or what do we say here? Je ne sais quoi.
It is cunning, yes.
Oops. And we did not get it.
No.
Joel did not sneak.
Nice. So I take one damage immediately. Thanks, Joel.
But would you not because of that block?
You're right. You're 100% right. I wouldn't because I'm smart and block myself.
Right. And now, would I take one damage as well?
Yep.
But I did have that block from earlier. Does that not count now because I've rolled since then?
That's correct.
Okay. So I do take one damage.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. There we go. That's how it goes.
All right.
Now we're in combat.
Yeah, they have six die.
Oh, you get a sneak attack, though, don't you?
No, you ruined
it. I fucked that up, huh?
Yeah. But that's okay. I'm gonna shoot somebody.
All right, go for it.
I need a shoot dice. There we are. Here we go. Shoot somebody. That's a solid fucking shoot 'em roll.
Nice.
So take away I don't know. I've got shit might.
I've got four might. I don't know. So what are these stats actually
on your die
mm-hmm.
there, it shows how many of each
side it's on.
Side you have. So you have four might.
Oh, gotcha. So you're
two cunnings and three wisdom. So it's the probability
of each one you get. Okay, yeah. That makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I shot them. So would you remove one of the regular mites?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. Okay. I feel so good. I plugged a fucking mushroom.
So I only have one ammo, so I think I'm going to try to... A melee is a might?
Yeah. A melee is anything that matches their die.
Okay.
So for you, a might would work. A cunning would work.
Yeah. I'm going to try to just melee one first real quick and see how we do. That was a crit with a shield.
Nice. So you can take any.
So I'll take one of these solid mites for you. Help my girl Ellie out.
All right. And then neither of us take damage. No. I'm at range.
Wait, crit is not two?
Crit is a specific one.
Specific, whichever any one specific one.
Yep. Okay. And because you crit, you're covered, so you don't take any damage. I shot from a ways back. And
So this is an enemy that only has melee damage.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And then we go again. So I'm gonna blast him. I'm not. I didn't blast him.
Oh, no.
Erner.
All right, so I'm going to actually kind of speed up things here. I am going to go for a revolver attack. Now, for this, I roll two of these little white guys.
Nope, one hit die.
One hit die.
And then if you hit, you do two damage.
Two damage. All right, gotcha. Max fire rate capacity, gotcha. We got it. So I will remove two. I'm going to remove
Remove the two single ones.
Yes.
All right.
And this doesn't get rolled at all, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And so
I remove my ammo.
And neither of us take damage because we're all in the range. So now I'm gonna bash one with a plank. I critted.
Beautiful.
And I'm gonna spend a durability token to do two and just.
We're over. We did it.
Put him.
Hell
down.
Yeah, brother!
If you defeat this enemy, discard a threat token and then search.
Okay, so we have to go this direction, so we discard that, and then so search, we get to do a couple things, right?
We could, we could draw blind, which is take an item underneath the uncovered item card. We could take the card that's just chilling on the top there.
Right.
We could
do one of these.
Reveal another card.
I would like to actually. One of my things is to draw blind, so I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. Ooh, we got a shoddy.
Nice.
Would you like to exchange a revolver for an IM mil or?
Nah, because I'm going to take.
You want that shotgun?
Yeah, I'm going to take the shotgun as well.
Okay. So you can have that shotgun. I did take an unrevealed stash item, so I am going to lose that, player ability.
Oh shit. You got two guns now.
I'm allowed to have two guns?
Oh, you're allowed to have two guns.
No. I'm asking a question.
You only have one gun.
That's why I asked if you want. Okay.
Right on. Okay. Well then before I take this one. Why don't you give me the revolver?
Aren't you both out of ammo and the new guns have ammo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm going to keep this gigantic shotgun. I need this.
But wouldn't you, once you equip this, wouldn't you get what it starts with anyway?
I don't know, man. I want this shotgun.
Okay, take the shotgun. So I'm going to discard this revolver.
Okay.
I'm going to get the shorty, and its ammo capacity is 2. And its max fire rate is 2. So I could do 1 or 2 shots for that.
That is
how it works.
That's my understanding, yeah.
Great, and then I would remove the corresponding ammo for that. All right. Now, if we choose to take another action, we would lose a day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we want to do that?
Yeah, I do really want to do that, actually.
I think we do. What part of this do we want to do? Do we want to...
Doesn't that also mean you have to increase the boss tokens?
Yes.
Yes, so we do have to put one up there.
First boss token. Burr,
burr, burr. And we die.
Yo.
So I think for me, I really would love some health back. How are you doing on health?
So we already used our action.
Oh, so we can't do that. So we would just be doing another one of these bonus actions.
Yeah, the search. Correct. Something in the search path.
I guess I'll take, what do I get? 1 item, 2 items?
You can gain intel, raid a stash, draw blind, or scavenge, which is draw 1 card from the item deck.
I think I'm going to draw 1 card from the item deck.
Yeah, I think I might take an item too.
Okay.
You said it first, so you can have the top card.
Thank you, sir.
I'll take the second
card. Ooh, I got another ammo.
I too got an ammo.
How about that?
Good. Bad news, though. We can't travel after we took an action.
Okay, so that's done.
Our day is donezo.
So we just flip ourselves over, stayed in the same spot, but I think we've explored downtown pretty well.
We've done well. The shitty part is... A threat token is going to be put on there at the end of the day. So
that's true. Now, do we have to clear all these before we move on?
No.
Just the
one to get to the path. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, Bill and Ted. What's your excellent adventure this time?
I'll be Ted.
I think we should have an excellent time.
Quick question about the capacity of the weapon. If I were to discard these, could I possibly get up to 4, or is it only just 2, always just 2 I'm going to have here? Just out of curiosity, not that I'm planning on having more.
Solid,
in there.
Solid question.
Like, if we came across, like, another ammo token, if I wanted to, like, get rid of these 2 and have 1 in reserve, but have, like, 4 ammo available.
No, you cannot load a weapon beyond its capacity value.
Cool. Good to know.
Wait, you can't... What was that?
Like, you can't go max. You can't max out like the number of ammo tokens that are up here. Like, you can only put as many as your capacity allows.
I thought each card would give you what the capacity was. I was like, oh, I just need a card and I'm gonna have 4 shots.
No, each card only gives you 1 shot back.
Yeah. Damn.
So, what are you guys doing? What y'all doing?
I think. Well, I was gonna explore. I was asking Bill over there if he wanted to come.
Of course, he wants to come. Dave,
I mean, I know he does, but you know. Especially me in this denim fur-lined jacket.
So we can explore.
Or camp. Which would be the card, the bottom card there. take two actions. I think for us, it's take two items. But that would send me in by myself.
You can do it.
That might be something we should
think about for. Should we search first?
You can only do one or the other.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe next turn we can explore. Should we search first and maybe get some ammo or something?
What are we?
You can't search.
We don't have a search.
You can only search when told to search.
Like at the end of combat if it says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say we explore.
All flip right. That card.
All right, I'm going to take the lead. Drop one of those. Oh, this is great. You pass a vine-covered porch. Runners burst through the screen door and sprint towards you. You must roll a, what the hell is that? A cunning or a crit in a one attempt. Roll.
You. It's just you.
Oh, it's just me? Oh, yep. Man.
You went in first. It's just you.
Oh. Cunning is not good in mind. Did not get it.
Fuck.
You are dragged to the ground.
Oh,
no. Barely managed to kick your way free, lose 2 hit points, and then begin combat.
Oh, shit. Boom. Tom, bro.
Oh, no. Tommy!
Oh, no!
All right. We need...
You're going to roll 2 for the threat die. You're going to add 2 might.
2 might.
Then you're going to roll 2 and others.
2 of the others.
Oh, good gravy.
Trying to break it.
All right.
Line them up on
your scenario has been created.
Threat.
2 fists and a ham shoe.
Oh, boy.
Warning.
For those who are about to die, we won't see you because we're in the west.
All right. Well, that was not... Well, there was no listen and no sneak to this round anyway.
So you're just going for it.
Yep.
This is just a straight up ballroom brawl.
All right. Well... Would you like to go first, Bill, or do you want me to see how I fare on the ground before you do something?
Now, these guys only do have a melee attack, so if you stay out of melee range...
Yeah, I'll shoot them with my one bullet.
Roll a hit die.
That's a hit.
So you can take away 2 dice, 2 chapter dice. All right, they're already down to 4. Look at how good things are going.
His gun does... If he hits, it does 2, the revolver.
Oh,
yep.
Sweet.
You do have to remove that ammo, too.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was...
Dunzo.
All right. That was good. I'm going to try and... I think I'm going to hit one with a board. I got a might.
A might hits?
I'm going to hit one with a board. So go ahead and take... I mean, you can take that cunning off.
And... No. You would have taken a might off.
Yeah. One of these and one of these.
Yeah, it was a might cunning.
Yeah. You want to leave these because it leaves the option open for both.
Yeah, but my cunning is terrible. And his might is great.
Oh, okay. But what about wisdom?
We both have a 3, I think.
I think, yeah, we're both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or 2.
I have a 4, you have a 2. I have a 2, and whatever.
It doesn't matter. It's your guys' turn. Do whatever you want.
Fuck off.
There should be another one, though, that is taken off, too.
Yeah, that works.
Cool. You guys are cruising right through.
Your turn.
Making your way downtown.
No word. Would he take a damage, or did you get a shield? Because you were in melee range.
Oh, if you were in melee range, take one damage. Tommy is looking like he is halfway dead.
Yeah.
I need to get you to a doctor.
You're fine. I'm fine. I'm good.
All right, I'm going to crack him with this fancy lead pipe.
Let's see it, Space Cowboy.
Give that there dice a spin.
Nope, your chapter die. Or your character die.
Yep, you get to remove one.
Yep.
Yeah, if you spend a durability on your pipe, you could
remove
a second one, too.
I know. I want the person that started this to finish it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And then I take 1 HP?
Yep.
Okay.
No, not yet, because Tommy still has to go.
You want me to end it? I'm going to brain the last one with this brick.
Nice.
I did roll a success.
Smoked him with a brick.
So we ended that.
And at the end, you get to...
Dead.
A brand new spar.
If you defeat this enemy, discard a threat token, then search.
So you can do one of those actions.
Yeah, I just took one.
Oh, okay. You did. No, I'd rather scavenge. Take one.
Take one regular item?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
There we go.
Hey, I got a bottle.
Nice.
Are you going to stack that on the other one?
Yeah, you can.
All right. Thank you.
Bill?
It's all down to you, Bill.
I'm going to go ahead and draw a blind and hopefully not totally screw myself.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. It's an event.
Honor revealed. Danger avoided.
Ooh.
Is that...
What's the bottom one say?
What's the bottom one say?
When drawn tripwires, you lose 2 HP. Or no, I drew it, right? Draw blind. So I had tripwires. It wasn't revealed to us.
Correct. It's so not. You did not have it revealed during during gaining intel. You get tripwire.
Boom, boom.
Ow.
Nice. You guys are looking terrible over there.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Would that be the end of the day?
End of the day.
Yeah.
On that note, do we, since it's our turn now, do we want to just get out of here and go to the next spot?
Yeah, I think so. Let's just head to the sewers.
Okay. So I'm going to flip us over, and we are going to head to the sewer area. So Joel and Ellie have made it over there.
Sewers. Dude, level 3 is always the sewer level.
It is. In a lot of games, too. It's like 1 and 2 prepare you for the worst thing ever, like especially in like Souls games. Like anytime there's a sewer or a swamp or anything, it's just bad news.
Why are the sewers so popular in video games? No one goes in the sewers.
Because, exactly. That's why. That's it's like the unknown.
Nobody
it's
goes
the
in unknown, the sewers.
It's not that unknown. It's poop.
It's not that nobody goes in the sewers.
Nobody comes back from the sewers.
Nobody's going to follow you into the sewers.
The issue is that what happens in the sewers stays in the sewers. So,
just saying from the perspective of somebody who works in utilities, that's where everything runs. It's not like just a sewer. The sewer is just a pipe that runs in like a channel with your electric lines, your data lines, your gas lines, your water, your poop hot water. Lines. Yep, that's in there too.
Poo-poo.
Doodle that lines. By far is the biggest pipe in that that span, but it's still just...
It's not like, Raiders of the Lost Ark. What was that? Was that Raiders? No, that was the Last Crusade where they go under...
That was Crusade.
Yeah. Either way.
Slightly off topic. Why don't reveal that camp card?
All right. So here we have manifest one use, gain intel at any 2 different locations, 1 survivor only. And then we have medical supplies, restore 2 HP for 1 survivor only.
Of us are looking too bad.
I mean, I'm more than halfway. So I'm just confused as like, was our action a move to there or that's just free? No,
that's a travel action. Okay, so you have to take it before the action.
Okay. So now we have the chance to either explore or camp.
Correct.
So I have this thing to fight alone. If I explore alone and defeat an enemy, I will then get my ability. So would that be something you'd be interested in trying out?
Dude, I'll camp and I'll reveal some intel at some other locales.
Great. So where did you want to go up there since that's where we're heading next probably?
I can reveal 2. So let's reveal 1 at the sewers where we are now.
Okay.
And then 1 up at the university.
All right. So the 1 at the sewers is on reveal, danger avoided, discard this card. So we revealed it. So we just get rid of that.
Yeah. Sweet.
What would have been? What would have it been?
It's a trap.
It could have been tracked by hunters. Lose a day, add a boss token.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one to move. Yeah.
Solid choice. And then the university, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, unreveal. Danger avoided. This was tripwires. Lose 2.
Ooh, ooh.
So we're going to discard that.
All right.
Good choices, Riley.
Go ahead and...
Yes.
Ellie. Hey, funny how that is. Ellie, Riley.
Yeah, they're like the same name.
It's the same thing. Simulation's real.
And then it's just you in the sewers.
So I'm going to explore.
You in the sewers.
So we flip this over, and oh my God, that looks familiar. Okay. That's the image, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah. We all know that person. There is a sudden piercing screech from the darkness ahead, and you suddenly find yourself face to face with a clicker. Begin combat. You can listen and sneak. So it is me by myself, so it's solo. I will definitely try to go through all the motions of this and listen.
Okay.
So I will roll my thing, and I'm trying to get a wisdom. I did not get it. So add a chapter die.
So I don't think we did that before. So that's
we didn't. What's
so no matter what we roll, we add 1 chapter die to it. Yeah. Right?
But what are we for solo? Up, we'll get your
solo is going to be exclamation point. So 1,
2. There's 2 threat tokens.
two threat tokens.
Okay.
Which is going to be a cunning and a might and a cunning.
Then two might and then two question marks.
Two randos, which are going to be a wisdom and a wisdom. And then the added, your added bonus.
What are they called?
A might cunning.
All right.
Bro.
All right, we got some stuff to work through here. I am going to try the sneak. We're going to go for it.
Wait, on adventure alone, what does it say? Or fight alone on your character card?
Explore alone and defeat an enemy.
Oh, you got to defeat an enemy. Them first. I was hoping to give you a special
ability. Yeah, no. I wish I had it. So, yeah, we're trying to roll a cunning here.
I think Mike's...
Didn't get it, but we got a crit.
Okay.
So we do have...
Crit is a remove... Oh.
Take the highest damage, so we won't, but we still will not have the sneak, and combat begins?
Combat begins, yeah.
Okay. We gotta go to work. I'm gonna stay out of melee range, and I'm going to... Oh, shit.
If you max that thing out, you could potentially do 4 damage off the rip.
No, I can't, because we discussed you can't have it over the capacity of the actual weapon, right? Correct.
Yeah, but you can reload.
Oh, your firing rate is 2.
Is 2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's just no matter what. So it's like, do I want to just try for 1, stay out of range, try for 1 again, or you just want to try for 2? Because reload is an action, right?
It is, yeah.
So I would have to give up a turn to reload, but I would still... Would I be out of range at that point, or would you assume that it would, like...
So you can only reload if somebody else is taking an attack action against
them. So I literally only have 2 shots at this and plus melee.
Correct.
Okay. So let's see what we can do first. Let's see if we can remove 4 right off the rip. So I will be rolling 2. Can I have another white die, please? Thank you, sir. Both are hits.
All right, cool.
So we're removing 4 right off the board.
Choices?
Definitely cunning.
Cunning. I've got 3 cunnings on the
board. Get rid of that cunning and that cunning. And then one more?
2 wisdom and 2 might left.
Wisdom.
And wisdom. You're down to 3. 2 might, 1 wisdom.
Okay. And then...
Does it have a ranged attack?
It does not have a ranged attack.
Okay.
But this is going to suck because its melee is 3. So since I have to roll this again, we lose that crit, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I have to go in for melee attack because I can't reload.
Fuck.
So, yeah.
You better roll good. That is not what
good. That's not good. So, yeah.
You take 3 hits.
I take 3. 1, 2, 3. I'm down to 7.
Oh, fuck me. You can withdraw?
I can. I'm going to give it 1 more go.
Okay. The same fucking thing.
Yeah. So I take 1, 2, 3. I still could technically do it 1 more time and withdraw, but I'd be down to nothing. And we do have a medical supply thing. Oh, what do you think, partner?
She ain't there to help you.
Yeah, man. I'm taking a little snooze.
All right. Yeah, we're going to go for it. I mean, we're here.
Go 1 more time. You only got 3.
Oh, it doesn't even make sense to do that. Might as well just run away. Yeah, there's no way I can beat it. Yeah, there's no way I can beat it. So, yeah, we're just going to withdraw. So, unfortunately, all of that was for nothing.
Do we lose that card?
No, that card stays where it is. So.
Okay. Do we redo his stats?
If we were to fight him again, I think so, yeah.
Okay, then let's just get to
that. Well, that sucks.
Hit dice for him.
Failed us.
Does that mean it is?
Yeah, that would be Bill and Tommy's turn. I got nothing left.
Do we have to beat this again to meet up with them?
No, you guys have a clear path, so you could come to the sewers and come chill.
I am perfectly fine.
We're flipped over though, right?
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
sleepy.
Oh wait, dude.
I say we meet up with them. I don't need anything else. There's nothing here that provides health, and we'd have to wait another turn.
We haven't used the junkyard yet.
I think we'd be better off.
Because they're about to use those medical supplies.
Well, I mean, I definitely need it.
Yeah, we can't let Joel die. Remember, if one dies, we all die.
We all die, yeah.
If you want to do it again, we can do it again.
I mean, one of you can move. One of you can take the camp action and then move the next day. So whatever.
Yeah,
it's up to you. What do you want to do?
You camp.
Me camp. You move.
I'll explore because I still have to.
Yeah, you still have your thing. So I'll camp, which is what, two?
Two items.
Two items. Yeah, what's our card say? What did I get? I got binding and ammo.
Nice.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to give me that ammo.
Oh, he's got none.
My gun's empty.
All right, here. He can't. If he reloads, does that count as an action?
You can do it in preparation.
Okay.
One bullet. All right, I might need it, so I'm going to go explore.
Oh, shit. Solo exploration.
Vaulting a fence into an overgrown playground, you stumble upon a gruesome sight. A group of gore-smeared runners beside their most recent victim. Their attention suddenly turns to you. Begin combat.
Yeah, it's so much easier than what I had, though. You got like three dice.
Oh, yeah, you had a clicker.
What does your card say on your trait?
It says flip a chapter.
You flip a chapter card.
Oh, flip okay. It. Okay, so you did.
Okay. Yep. I didn't know if you had to fight them first.
Now, this one, fight alone, explore alone. Okay, so I'm not by myself. You're still in the same area as me.
No, but you're exploring.
No, you're exploring right now. That's why I'm asking you what your trait says exactly.
If I defeat this enemy, I get both.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. That's what I was clarifying. That's what I wanted to clarify. Sorry.
Well, I'll leave it there for luck. All right, solo. I'm going to need an exclamation point plus
so two, which is
gone. No, there's only one.
There's only one.
There's only one.
Oh.
He's down there.
Oh, that's right. He's on one.
Yep. A might, a cunning, and a question mark.
Might and another
one. And wisdom. A wisdom. All right, we're going to.
So I really would have only had five on mine then. Because it would have been rolling for two.
What do you mean?
Because it would have been one, two, three, no. Four, five. No. And I would have gotten four right away.
No, there's
two. Oh, because there's two threats. Oh, that's okay, what it is. Okay. I thought it was the amount of people on the objective.
No.
Okay.
All right, Mikey. I mean, Bill. How are you fucking him up?
Oh, you could listen and sneak on this one.
Yeah, but I have to defeat an enemy in combat. This guy's got four, so I'm going to crack him with a lead pipe. And I'm going to use one of my durabilities to remove an additional, but I need a white die.
No, not for
melee. Not for melee. You roll your
chapter die.
That's a crit.
All right. You may remove any one token.
And then if you're spending one,
I'm spending one, so I can't. Is it three?
Remove two.
That's two.
Three. That's wild. Let me just over here making up fucking rules.
Well, he's just changing math. 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah.
Who's to say it isn't?
2 + 2 is only 4 Terrence most Howard. Of the time.
And
I take one damage.
Nope, you don't, because you crit, so you got to
shield. Oh, yeah, I shielded.
So go right back into melee attack.
I'm going to crack him with a lead pipe again.
Okay.
That is a might. I'm going to burn a durability.
There you go. You knock them both down.
Why couldn't I get an easy one?
Damn you. You give him the easy one.
You have defeated your enemies.
All right. And now I've also fought alone.
Yes.
All right. So take a special ability first.
Do I get to choose?
Yeah, sure.
You do, actually.
I get to choose?
Yep.
You get to choose the deck. Oh. Take one at random.
I think it's labeled, isn't it?
Yeah, what is it? Yours is close-minded.
Close-minded.
Mine's fickle.
Mine's disillusioned.
Mine's loyal.
Sounds crazy.
Lonely, sorry.
Oh, no, that doesn't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
There's ferocious, attuned, dependable, stealthy, and relentless.
We must be missing a couple then, because there should be one for each character, right? Or no?
No, that's not how it works.
Oh.
There's not one for...
I thought it would just come with the name of the...
No, you can. It literally tells you to pick which one you want.
Oh, cool.
So my special ability is stealthy. Sneak around. When making a sneak check, if you fail, you may reroll once. In a combat round, when taking the melee action, if your first roll includes a cunning, you may roll again to choose which of the two results to apply. Basically, if I roll a cunning, it gives me advantage.
Nice.
You know what? I don't want that one.
No, wait. You got to resolve all your actions here. We cannot sit here and wait for this shit.
You guys go ahead.
We can't.
No, we can't.
It's your turn. You have to search.
There's nothing left in the...
Okay, so you can either take that...
You can take that or take
Or take an item. Or take two items, or take that and take an item.
Yeah, I'll take the switchblade.
You can only have one melee item.
This is an item. It's not a melee weapon.
Oh, how about that?
Here.
And I'll take stealth. And I will keep stealthy.
Okay. And here, take this item card as well.
And is that it? Or is
that's,
there...
Yeah, I think that's our turn, right?
Well, did you go up to the sewers or no?
No, that was your turn. I haven't done it.
Yeah, they didn't total the sewers yet. So,
and do we remove a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So we actually totally cleared.
That's nice. The suburbs. Do. You did not totally clear it.
But now Derek needs to go.
No, Derek.
No, I took the items.
And that is the end of day three.
Day three. So going into day four.
Day four. All right.
Before you do that,
a word from our sponsors.
Incorrect.
Oh.
We're going to pick up next time
and
continue playing this, where we will finish this game or die.
Sounds good.
And until then, we will
see you next Tuesday.
That's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye!
There's some humdingers as far as like biblical stuff goes. Like Ezekiel is a great name, but it's not. It just doesn't roll off the tongue in the bedroom, I don't think.
I mean, I guess it probably depends on where you're from. Some people probably think Ezekiel's like.
I'm not talking shit about any Ezekiels. Just saying, it's just like there's some humdingers in as far as biblical goes.
And we have a caller.
His name is Dirk.
Oh, no, I guess not that kind of show.
Well,
this is The Last of Us 1, so at least, you know, let's... I'm sorry, edit that out.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Calm down there, AI.
Oh, God, I just threw up.
Here you go, kids.
It's a lot of traps. What are you rolling
for? Yeah, what are you rolling for?
I like the noise.
And now a word from our sponsors. But, Quasar Rules Lawyer here.
I think I did a...
Are you a melee or a melee guy?
Melee?
Melee, right?
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Man, we've got a lot of sponsors tonight.
Do you suffer from the itch down under?
Ooh, Vagisil.
Because I'm a pussy.
Mm. All in island is... Oh, good gravy. Jesus.